If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
If anybody knows tech, it is Howard Tolman. That is one of the hats he wears. He's an entrepreneur, venture capitalist, educator, writer, lecturer. He joins us every Tuesday at this time. Howard, did you have a chance to listen to that piece that I played?
Your email, you'll see. I sent you a slide that I use all the time in my talks on tech, which says basically how crazy and ironic it is that now the computers are asking us to prove that we're humans. And that's just the world. That's really what CAPTCHA is all about. It's like proving you're not a robot.
Right. And it's a robot asking us to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I know you say, don't worry about it. It's already underway. You can't go back and put the cow in the barn, so to speak. But now in your article on Inc.com that is published today, you're talking about the importance of America winning this race, being the leader when it comes to artificial intelligence. Has that ship sailed already?
Well, you know, I don't think it's sailed yet, but you know, our country is based on the idea that, you know, the principal movers that are going to protect and defend the country are the marketplace and commercial operations. And you know, we've never really before faced opponents, and this I'm speaking, you know, primarily of China, where the government, you know, was doing a lot of this work. Our government couldn't do it if their life depended on it. But, you know, we have this, you know, motion and this idea of competition. And that's, these are the people we're depending on, the big companies, the big tech companies, to, you know, to fight the battle for us. And we're getting in their way. You know, we're constantly having these sort of showboaters in Washington hold hearings and ask these guys to come in and, you know, ask really uninformed and sort of embarrassing questions once they actually get there. But the more important thing is, you know, China is taking thousands of, you know, armed. I mean, they've made it a military project, really, all of their artificial intelligence, and they're spending billions on it. And we have a bunch of companies that are trying to do it, but trying to do it with one hand tied behind their back. And that's really what is frightening in terms of the prospects. So for us to win, I mean, I think we need to figure out a way for the players in our space to work together, you know, as the kind of collaboration that we've had on major projects in the past. But this is one that's really existential for us. If we don't win this one, China and India, to a lesser extent, will really dominate.
And in your article, you talk about these hearings, which I think were designed to try and create some guardrails so that there was, you know, a safety plan, so to speak, in place so that AI didn't get out of control. But you're right. The people in Congress who are holding these hearings are pretty ill-informed and are asking silly questions that become the headlines the next day.
Yeah, I mean, the craziest thing was, and this goes back a few years, some guy described the internet as a series of tubes, like they used to have at Marshall Fields, the pneumatic tubes, you know, where they would put the little capsules in and send it down to accounting or whatever. I mean, such a complete misunderstanding of what's going on that it's embarrassing. But, you know, this is the people that we elect. And what's worse is now this, you know, the Supreme Court this past session basically, you know, ruled that a lot of the people we relied on, to the extent that we didn't rely on congressmen, were our agencies, our federal agencies, which is where the experts reside. And now, you know, basically the Supreme Court said, well, you know, that's an extension of the government and that's inappropriate. And they're starting to restrict the ability of these regulatory agencies to decide things like, you know, questions of medication and things like that, and say, leave it all up to the market. And, you know, we don't trust the market. I mean, the market is all about making money and not about saving lives or not about improving things, especially things that are common problems for all of us, you know, the environment or climate or these kinds of things, which, you know, are going to depend on cooperative efforts on everyone's part. So I think it's a complex time for us. I hope, you know, in 40 days that at least we get by the biggest threat of all, But sadly, I don't think it's going to be over in 40 days. I think we'll have another month or two of grief before we finally get a new president. And hopefully then we can start to sort of remedy some of these things that have gone on in the last few years. But as far as the AI goes, it's here. We're going to have to deal with it. I have a new Apple phone, which, you know, very soon will have Apple Intelligence. And, you know, already you can see that it's, we get used to the helpfulness of these things. They've created tools, and once you start using them, you sort of wonder how you got along without them before.
Right. And I think most of us are, you know, at that point with many different technological advances. It's just, you know, capturing data, who they're selling it to, you know, how safe are the very personal things that you ask a phone or a robot to do that, you know, aren't used against you in the future, like, you know, asking about something that your health insurance company might like to know in the future so they could raise your premiums or those types of things.
Sure,
and I feel
totally.
It all starts with really helpful stuff, and then sometimes it turns against us.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think it's not a question of, you know, whether the data is going to exist. It's a question of misuse of all these kinds of things. And, you know, we have to protect against that. But again, the problem is, you know, we sort of have to have that protection created by people who are, you know, in the space, not by politicians who are mostly interested in how many times they can appear on, you know, in a news clip or something like that, because they had some gotcha question, which turns out to be foolish. My favorite still is, you know, the guy who asked Secretary Pete why Tesla wasn't included in the hearings on tailpipe emissions, you know, Tesla being a major auto manufacturer. And he said that was because electric vehicles don't have tailpipes. And, you know, I mean, what can you do? You know, at that point, you sort of wonder whether they, you know, whether they shake their head and say, gee, don't I have more important things to do than sit here and talk to these people who don't know anything about anything.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, I encourage everyone to check out the article. Thank you for joining us,
Thanks.
Howard. Howard
talk
Tolman.
To you soon. Thanks, Lise.